Thank you for letting me know.
Okay. So we're learning. Hey, hi, everyone. Nice to see you. So this is a shiur, this ongoing class every night, 8:30 till 8:45. There's people that join in. And then 8:45, we start the weekly shiur that we give here. Okay. So the topic we're learning the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, which is written by Chaim Volozhinari. He's talking now about the tremendous Kedusha, the holiness of Torah. More so than any other area. And he explained basically before that the Kedusha of Torah is that really Torah exists in a completely spiritual realm. And when it comes down to this world, it appears in this physical way that we have it. But really the Torah itself exists in a spiritual, what?
100% spiritual.
It's 100% spiritual. He explained yesterday. We explained from the Radvaz that the Radvaz says like that when the angels requested from Hashem to keep the Torah in Shemayim, why did the angels think that the Torah belonged in Shemayim? And the answer is because when they saw the Torah, they saw a spiritual entity that belongs completely in spirituality. It's completely spiritual. And there's a way to understand the Torah that way, okay? It's just that the way the tzura of it changed to being more physical, that we could understand it and relate to it. But really what you're relating to is something much deeper. The Maral says like this. He says that somebody who... The Maral brings a Zohar from the Zohar Kadosh that's coming to explain the halacha that we said from Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the same halacha that one is not supposed to touch a Sefer Torah with their bare hands. You have to touch the Sefer Torah with an article of clothing, with a glove, with a talus. Not allowed to touch a Sefer Torah with your bare hand. And he says the reason for that is because if you think that the Torah the way it is, those words of the Torah exist in Shemayim in a purely spiritual sense. That's why we don't have any vowels in the Torah. You ever wondered that? Why can't you just put the vowels in? Why is it so complicated? You have to practice how to read it, and just put the vowels in the Sefer Torah. See, because the reason is because those words, those letters can be read in Shemayim in a totally different way that's totally spiritual. Because in Shemayim, there's no such thing as a shor, and there's no such thing as, an eved. And all these things. It's a spiritual thing. So he says if someone that reads the Sefer Torah and thinks that's what it is, and I can touch it with my physical hands. No, you're missing the point. This Sefer Torah that we have is only a dress, it's only the exterior of really what's there is the neshama of the Torah is upstairs, it's in Shemayim. So you touch the Sefer Torah, you think that you can interact with it in this human way, you can't do that. So the Maral brings the Zohar. I'm going to read a little bit of the Zohar. Zohar says like this, Ve'alda hai sipur de'raisa. What about the stories that are in the Torah? Some people think the stories in the Torah are not that important. What's important is, okay, you got to tell me some of the basic laws, Shabbat, this. What's with all the stories? So he said, Levusha de Raisa iu. Man de Choshev de Hai Levusha iu Raisa Mamish. And someone who thinks that this story in the Torah is the essence of the Torah itself, the Loi Mila Achar, nothing else, Tepo Cheruche, his spirit should leave him. The Loi Yalechulka Bolom Dasi, he should not have a Chelk in Olam Haba. He should not have a Chelk in the next world. You think this is what the Torah is? It's about this story? No. Begin Kach Omar David. This is what David HaMelech told us. I want to be able to reveal my eyes to see the real truth of the Torah. There's hidden depths to every single part of Torah that seems to be simple. And really, it's a lot deeper than we can imagine. So what's underneath the lavush? He said, someone that looks at the Torah and thinks, this is it. This is the end all be all of what the Torah is all about. I'll learn it and I got it. It's like saying to the person that your personality is as complicated as your shirt. You are your shirt. I see your shirt. That's who you are. That's not the person. That's just the exterior. That's nothing. That's not the main thing. You have to see the levush of the person. You have to see what makes you who you are is your neshama. But I don't see your neshama, right? So who am I interacting with? You or your neshama? So when a person interacts with Torah, you have to know that they're not really interacting with the full depth of the Torah. They're interacting with the levush, with the total exterior, and you're going to come and touch it with your bare hand? You can't do that. You have to know that what you're touching is not something that you can really manipulate with your bare hands. Tachazi is levusha dischazi. That's what he said. And then he says, just like a person has, yes, he says, just like a person has a neshama and a guf, so too the Torah has a neshama and a guf. And the neshama has the Torah. The Torah has a neshama and a guf. Is the connection not good? The Torah has a neshama and a guf. And when you are experiencing and interacting with Torah, it depends what level you're interacting with Torah on. But to some degree, you can always interact with the guf, with the pshat. You can go a little deeper to the deepest level that we can understand. But then there's a part of the Torah that's nigla, nistar, that's hidden. It's hidden in the sense that it's not just hidden because fewer people know it. Because it's hidden because it's be'etzim hidden. It's not really revealed in this world. There's no way that we can really interact with it in our human capabilities. But it's nistar in the Torah. The Maral says that that's why, very interestingly, that this is the mitzvah to do shnayim mikra ve'echad targum. That there's a mitzvah every week to read the parasha of the week, the Torah portion of the week. You're supposed to read it three times. You're supposed to read it once in the Chumash, and then read it again in the Chumash, and then read a translation. So he says, why? He says, because we're supposed to realize that we have to understand Torah on all three realms. One is the Targum, the translation, which is the most simple pshat that we can relate to. Then you read it again, just the words, to see if you get deeper. But then you read one more time the words in a way that you know you're not touching even the depth. You're just saying the words themselves. And sometimes the words have such a depth that you may not even know what they're coming to talk about. Some of the deepest secrets in the Zohar are coming from parts of the Chumash that talk about the Melech of Moab and the Melech of the, like, things that you don't think have any Kedusha, but that's just the outside of it. And that's why the Gemara says that Tzarech Ligmar Parshiyos of Matzibor, Shnai Mikra Ve'achat Targum, V'afilu Ataras V'divayim. Even the cities that sounds like, what am I learning about these? Why am I learning about these Emory cities for? These cities that exist? No, because there's a depth to that. And therefore, you have to understand the depths of the Torah on all levels. He goes on to say that the question he was asked, the Maral, is that maybe I could understand Hashem better if I spent time learning science than if I spend time learning Torah. Because if I spend time learning science, I'll understand about the world and I'll understand how Hashem created the world and I'll see the great wisdom of Hashem in the world. But if I learn Torah, so I know about what happens if an ox gores another ox, and I'll learn about all these very, very mundane topics. What happens if one person steals from another? What happens if someone loses their lost item? Should I return it? Now, it doesn't sound like this is major spirituality over here. It's like pretty mundane stuff. You know, you want to shecht an animal, what do you do with it? These are mundane topics. So like, you know, so the Maral says like this. Maral explains that it's not like that. He says that when you are learning in the Gemara, sciences are called the Chochmah Chitzonias. They're only describing the exterior of the world. They're describing the world that we see. So you're describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world that we see. But with Torah, you can tap into a world that we can't see. It's way beyond what we can really understand. You know, like there's a mashal, let's say, that, you know, now sometimes let's say there was a mathematician, one of the greatest mathematicians of all time and whatever, and he developed certain amounts of, he developed theories and equations and all sorts of things. And, you know, he used some of his basic physics and engineering, knowledge to build something very, you know, build something very fancy. So you study that and you think, you say, look, you know, I really want to understand how great was this, you know, scientist, mathematician. So I'm going to look at the creation that he created and study it. And now I have it. So you go talk to him and you say, look, I really understand. He says, that was just one area of mine where you think you really got everything from there. And there's so much more knowledge I did not use for that particular bridge that I built, you know? In other words, you're going to study the science. You're going to think that you understand the chokhmah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world. That's on the very edge. That's on the very exterior. But the depths of everything, just like a person has a soul, has a body and a neshama, has a body and a soul. And really, when you want to describe the person, if you describe their body, you're missing it. If I want to describe, who did you meet today? So you could say, I met a tall guy with red hair. Or you could say, I met this really nice guy. And you know, he was so intelligent, seemed so kind. He seemed so, you know, on the ball. He could really help me out in my business, whatever. His outer appearance is irrelevant. It's not even who you're talking to. It doesn't matter, right? So you can know more about the person on the phone than, you know, just looking at them helps, obviously. But the point is, you're trying to describe the personality. Well, that's the neshama. So that's what the Maharal says. That's the difference between trying to know Hashem through Torah versus knowing Hashem through sciences. Knowing Hashem through science is good, but it's chitzonius. It's the exterior. It's just the perimeter. You're not getting to the depths of it. Through Torah, and you're getting to the depths of it. But you have to realize that sometimes, even in Torah, we're not touching the full depth of the Torah itself either. We're touching the Torah in the way that it was exposed to us in this world, but not necessarily the true depths of the Torah. So this is Maral in Sefer Tiferes Yisrael, Perek Yud Gimel, and it's very much in line with the Nefesh HaChaim that we were learning about how this halacha that you're not supposed to touch the Sefer Torah really shows us how deep the Torah actually goes. All right, I think we'll stop here and we'll pick it up tomorrow. All right.
Thank you, Rabbi. Good night.
Good night, Shkoyach, everybody. We'll see you.
Shkoyach, Rabbi. Shkoyach. Any news?
So we're gonna have to hang out. I'll speak to you a little later, okay?
Hey, Shkoyach, all tov.